Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I was talking about sledding and Sid Hartman, and I promised you this story a long time ago, and I forgot to deliver because we got sidetracked a couple of times. That happens to me in my life. I don't know if I have ADD and it's undiagnosed. I don't know for sure. I know if I'm engaged, I'm really engaged, and if I'm not, I'm really not. But you can ask my teachers and my professors if that's not true. But speaking of ADD and everything else, Sid Hartman, many, many years ago, not that many. He was probably, so if he's almost 100 now, and we're going to share these stories leading up to Sid Tenniel on March 15th, his birthday. Which is a Sunday, by the way, so he'll be in here in studio. But anyway, this was probably 17, 18 years ago, so he's probably like 82 or 83. Think about that. He's 82 or 83. And one of his grandchildren wanted to go sledding. And they asked Grandpa Sid to take him out sledding. And Sid said he would oblige. And so Sid is an active participant in life. Sid does not go through life wanting to be passive or sit on the sidelines. That's not good enough for him. I mean, he wants in on the action. It is what kept him going. One night, we were coming back from the sports show. And right over at that 280-94 interchange there, I happened to be in the car right behind Sid, and Sid had a driver at the time, and we came upon an accident that had just occurred because it was cold out. It was like January. It was dark. It was icy, all those things. And somebody had – it was a one-car collision, and we were the first ones on the scene. So by chance, Sid's driver and Sid stopped, and I stopped right behind him. And I went up to the car where Sid's driver was and Sid was, and I said, Sid, don't move. You and I are going to go check this out. So the driver and I went back to tend to the person that had had this one car accident, not knowing what we would find. And what we found was they had actually hit their head against the windshield, and you could see the where they had hit, and they had blood, and there was blood on the windshield. I mean, the impact was that much. Must not have their but it was not. They were not. Their life was not being threatened. It was just a very inconvenient place, and you had all this ice and the potential for, you know, even more havoc because of the way it was situated. And we're trying to tend to this person who was obviously dizzy and woozy, but was going to, you know, probably had a concussion. I don't know how to diagnose it, but anyway, you knew they were probably going to be okay. That their life was not being threatened, which was the main thing that we were concerned about. And while we're tending to them and talking to them and calling the right people, Sid starts to get out of the car. And this is, he's right on the shoulder of this icy interchange, 280 and 94 West. Many of you know where this is. And he's getting out of the car. And I go running over there and I say, get back in the car. He says, well, why can't I be a part of this thing? I want to see what's going on here. Because I'm worried the next car is going to come around the corner and not see you and take you out. Or you're going to slip on the ice because you're 83 years old. He's probably older than that even. But the point is, he wants a piece of the action. He's not going to stand by and let life go by, and that's a pretty good example to have in your life. But anyway, he's got these grandkids, and they want to go sledding, and they want Sid to help push down the hill. And so Sid goes, and he pushes the kids down the hill, and sure enough, he slips and falls, and his head lands on the back end of the sled. And he has two black eyes, and his nose is swollen. It is not a pretty sight. And he has, I don't know why he decided to do this. I don't know why he thought this was a good idea. But now he's got problems, right? And he's got a butterfly bandage on it. And he's got this nose that's swollen, and these eyes are black and blue. And I went on the air. And I said, because people had said, what happened to Sid Hartman? They had seen him, and they had seen him with the black eyes and the swollen nose and the Band-Aid. And I knew what had happened. I knew that he had pushed the sled and how it had happened. But I went on the air and I told a little bit of a fib. I said that Sid Hartman had been assaulted. And that's why he had the black eyes and whatnot. And they were trying to track down who might have been the perpetrator. And I said what they needed to do was the authorities met with Sid and they said they need to get a profile. They need to develop a database so they could begin to pursue potential people out there that would have done this to him. And they had done that, and they cross-checked and cross-referenced, and they basically come up with a list of potential enemies for Sid Hartman. You know, who are people that likely would have wanted to seek revenge or would have wanted for in some way, shape, or form to do something like this to Sid Hartman. And they had narrowed it down to 10,000 people. Did you get that, Susan? I said, after they had done all the profiling, all their databases, all their cross-references in the computer, figuring out who would have something, an axe to grind with Sid, and all the good reasons, they narrowed it down to 10,000 people. And Sid runs into me at Williams Arena. And somebody now has taken this and they've said, Sid got assaulted. You know, they misunderstood that they didn't get the joke. So now Sid's getting this stuff coming back to him that somehow somebody assaulted him and he comes and he is madder than mad at me. And he's got two black eyes, a swollen nose, and a Band-Aid that half of it's off and it's flopping while he points his finger at me because he's so mad. And I can barely hear him because the crowd is so loud at Williams Arena. And he's telling me how this isn't funny and blah, 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 blah. And the madder he gets, the funnier it gets because his Band-Aid keeps flopping and he's got two black eyes and his nose is swollen. So now I can't stop laughing. I can't stop laughing because I'm looking at this guy, 80-some years old, whatever he was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.